USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a trial involving 30,000 people continues for a coronavirus vaccine, leading infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says there's no political pressure to get a coronavirus vaccine approved quickly.
Well, certainly there are no corners being cut, John. I'll guarantee you that. Safety is very important. What we're doing is not compromising safety and certainly not compromising scientific integrity. We, in fact, briefed the president today about this in the Oval Office, and there is no political pressure that I've seen at all to move quickly.
Attorney General Bill Barr continuing to testify before a Democratic-led House hearing. Things getting a bit testy as New York Democratic leader and chairman of that committee, Jerry Nadler, without proof, is accusing the president of using federal law enforcement agents as a prop to help his reelection. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
As a House hearing continues on Capitol Hill, federal officers who are protecting the federal buildings in Portland are speaking out about some of the violence they witness on a nightly basis.
By no means is this a peaceful protest. It starts the night off like that. But eventually, it's taken over by what we're, you know, they're violent opportunists who are using this peaceful protest to take over, to just kind of start an anarchy.
As far as the calls for the officers to leave Portland, he also tells Fox News,
if the big one is we want feds out, then just leave the building alone so we can leave. And that's kind of the general, I think, but we're not leaving until we know that this building's safe.
McDonald's is posting a deeper-than-expected drop in profits due to the coronavirus pandemic. The company closed restaurants around the globe and was forced to spend tens of millions of dollars to keep its franchisees operating. Some McDonald's stores around the world were down 24%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The first presidential debate has been moved, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has that story.
The first presidential debate has been moved to Cleveland amid concerns over COVID-19. The Commission on Presidential Debates, the nonprofit that has conducted the general election debates for decades, announced that Case Western Reserve University and the Cleveland Clinic will co-host the debate September 29th between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. The University of Notre Dame announced it was pulling out from its hosting responsibilities amid the pandemic. This is the second of three presidential debates to be moved due to the coronavirus. The second debate, scheduled for October 15th, will now be held in Miami after the University of Michigan dropped out last month. The third debate is scheduled for October 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants people to keep taking the coronavirus precautions after Hurricane Hannah.
We all want to get back to business as quickly as possible. The best way to return to business is by everyone following the best safe practices to ensure everyone does their part to reduce the spread.
Abbott telling reporters on Tuesday people still need to wear masks, practice social distancing, and limit gatherings. No serious injuries were reported from Hurricane Hannah, which made landfall over the weekend. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.